Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. We are here another week. Yep. Another week of needing wine.
Mm-hmm. You have a Sprite and I have a coffee, but
I have
enough.
An exotic Sprite though.
I know, tropical. It's tropical mix. And why is it clear?
I always go to the smoke shop by the Cannabis Club. Uh-huh. Shout out to the Cannabis Club.
I saw on your story.
Yes, I love them. And right next door, it's a smoke shop, and they have exotic sodas.
That's hella cool.
So every time I go in there and get backwoods, I get an exotic soda.
Get some of this crazy. You've had this one before?
No.
No.
They always have different ones.
Oh, just different.
Yeah, they always have different
sodas. I just don't know why it's clear. It looks like you put water in it.
It's really, really good. It's really, really, really good.
Tropical mix.
Yeah.
You know, we probably got some, look, some stuff in here left over from the party poured in there.
Oh, I'm going to pour myself a glass of champagne.
Champagne?
Actually, I really am.
I feel like it's not on ice. I'm not drinking that.
Bitch, I'm gonna take it like a shot.
A shot of champagne. Look at this.
It actually is kind of cute fermenting.
I was like, we're about to make jailhouse fucking liquor with this, the fruit going in.
Sploosh. What's it called? I don't know.
Yeah,
call something. It sploosh.
Yeah, okay. Sploosh works.
I am gonna pour myself a glass of champagne. But before I go, I do want to say the topic that I want to bring up, which is Astroworld.
Yes, I was gonna tell
okay,
you.
Okay, pause.
Yes.
Put a bobby pin in it. So I got my shawms, and I wanted to talk about Astroworld. If you guys don't know what's going on, Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner's baby daddy, he hosts, like, I guess, a festival, which didn't know that he was, like, I thought he was, it was a concert. It's a festival.
Yeah,
festival.
Yeah, like a 3-day thing.
So he hosts a festival called Astroworld.
In Houston, right?
I don't know where it was.
I think it's in Houston. I think that's where he's from.
Point of the story is lots of people did not leave with their life.
Dude.
Lots of people did not leave with their health. Lots of people did leave with PTSD, anxiety.
Yes, I was going to say, some of the trauma. People that weren't even, like, hurt physically.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on TikTok, like.
Yeah.
So I've.
TikTok has been tearing him a new asshole.
Going in. Yeah. But honestly, it's like they have the receipts.
Yeah.
You can't, like, deny the fact that you messed up. Like, take some responsibility. First of all, let's go out here on a limb and say, I'm not going that hard for Travis Scott. Period. I'm like, he has some little hits. Like,
I get those goosebumps every time.
Right. But that's, I'm like, shit. There's only a few people that I'm going
to. That's the only song I would know.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
But I'm not dissing Travis. I mean, right. he is an artist.
But. I mean, there was a lot of other people actually that were there. That was, like,
Drake.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Now that, maybe.
SZA was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of celebrities popped in. And you know what? I'm going to say something. As I hate to bring color into it, because people are always like, it's not about color. Yes, it is, bitch. As a black woman, it's nice to see a black man hosting his own festival.
Festival.
Not saying it's an all black festival.
Right.
But it's put on by black people. Production, you know, mm-hmm. Travis Scott is spearheading it. Now, I want to play devil's advocate.
Okay, go.
Because I know from doing reunion shows and, like, special tapings,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, so do not rip
these
me
are
a new
just
asshole.
Our opinions. Some not even
you
our opinions.
We're
playing
on this
devil's advocate.
Podcast.
Okay,
you know,
so
we do
let's
on this podcast.
Get the law out of the way. Yeah, this is just us talking shit.
We're okay. Just shooting the shit.
Respectfully, so, allegedly.
Yeah, respectfully, allegedly, and I'm not gonna say it again. So just know everything in this conversation is respectfully
disclaimer.
And allegedly. Being on shows like that and situations like that, as I can imagine with any artist who's performing, those lights are so fucking bright.
Right.
That even taping a reunion, sitting on a reunion couch, I can't see the audience.
The crowd, yeah.
They're not far. And mm-hmm. it's only about 30 of them. You know right. what I'm saying? So playing devil's advocate, I wondered, I don't know if he had lights on him or whatever, but I wonder.
I'm sure he did.
50,000 people attended. So him looking out, it probably looks like.
A bunch of ants?
A bunch of
just like
squirming ants.
Yeah.
And damn, that chomp's got me a
except,
little.
Okay, so when this first happened, I'm thinking, okay, we can't blame him, okay? Let's blame security. Let's blame not having enough medical staff there, right? That's a lot of people. There shouldn't be just a few
control.
People. Right. So, but then again, I'm on TikTok. These videos don't lie because there was video of, like, people, him in the video, you can hear the whole audio, them telling like, stop the show. And he's just like,
going.
Yeah, like, that's just not paying attention. And then he's seeing ambulances. He's seeing shit happen. Like, I've seen a lot of artists, because this obviously happens. People are crazy. People go crazy for these people. I've seen people with like, in rock shows that have like mosh pits and crazy shit's happening. And they stop the whole fucking, they're like, hey, everybody, be calm, quiet. That shit the and fuck you don't down. Tell me that they don't have that control. Absolutely. He tells everybody to be quiet. You're going to hear a pin drop in that place. Everybody's going to be like, you know, like they listen. That's
what's going on.
That's
what's
what
going
they're
on?
There for. They're there for you. You are like their God in this day, like right now, what's happening, right? Like you're the main person here.
Yeah.
So if he says, everybody shut the fuck up, like I'm trying to figure out what's happening, you know, like I guarantee you, everybody's gonna shut the fuck up.
But I wonder if he did not understand the severity. Like, I wonder if, number one, over the music, over the people, did he hear what they were fucking saying?
I mean, based on like the video, it would be insane. Did he think they
were crazy fans who were just like trying to get lit? Let's be very trans fucking parent here. People go to festivals, they're off Molly, they're off coke, they're fucking drunk. This is their third day rolling.
Right.
They're fucking trying to get on the stage, have their like. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. No, obviously, if he did, I don't know what he saw. Right. So I'm going to say two things. If he did see it, is there a possibility that, number one, I don't think if you're looking now at a crowd of 50,000 people, you would see people fainting. I think you would just see a crowd of people. I don't know if you would see the fainted person except on the ground.
Maybe he didn't see them. That's a possibility. But if the fans that are in the front are saying stop the show, people are dying. We can't, like, people can't breathe, and they're saying it like in chants.
Did he hear that? Because it was music, wasn't it?
I mean, it's hard because I feel like in the videos that I saw, yes, there's music, but it's very clear that he like is answering them.
Yeah, I saw those videos.
Like he's kind of saying it back to them. So I'm like, he must have heard that. And if I hear, I don't care if you don't know the severity, you better figure it out before you continue, because then it is on you. You know, I'm not saying it's negligent. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, hey, figure it out. Take 10 minutes out of your show. Make sure everybody's cool, and then fucking do what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. But you can't like. It is like you're the person putting on the show. Yeah. You're the person making all the money.
You're the headliner.
You're people the headliner. To it see is literally part of your responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not all of your. That's why you pay, you know, security and this and that. And maybe you need to pay more because there wasn't enough because they're breaking through barriers and shit.
Yeah.
And you should have known. You knew that was going to happen. On top
of. But is this the first year festival? Because I'm going to.
I don't know.
I went to Lost in Rhythm just a few months ago, which like that Afro music festival, and it was a fucking shit show. And I hate to say it because my people, I love to see my people putting on shit for, you know what I'm saying? All these white folks got their raves and shit. And listen, I'm a raver too. But I'm just saying, I like to see my people have their shit as well. But it was a first year festival. Food trucks ran out of food within the first couple hours.
Right.
There was no water. They only had two fucking Jumbotrons, bitch. Stage was little as a motherfucking porch.
Right.
But I and feel it like was the medic tent was deserted. Like, so I'm talking about there was Band-Aids on the floor. Like,
this is all we got. Pick up
like
a
ghost town, and you just see like
tumbleweeds.
Yeah. It was just like that. So it was very badly organized.
But this is Travis Scott
died.
We're talking about.
Nobody
and
died.
The amount of people, big people on like that set list is like,
yeah.
No,
well, there wasn't Drake.
Drake was there. Kylie Jenner is in the stands. Get you know it's gonna be a shit show.
Stormy.
Right. Like they're both in the
Rise and Shine.
half these people love Travis Scott because of Kylie. These people are nuts. Like
they're
we
nuts.
Didn't even know who Travis Scott really was. Like
until
he was pretty
said,
low
I
key.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Y'all, then I knew. That's the only sign I know. Y'all, that song comes on, I'm fucking raging at the festival.
Yeah, I don't know much about Travis.
Have you seen like all the like weird like
demonic?
Yes. So
I was
like,
gonna say that's another. So I saw a TikTok where, well, I saw a few TikToks where people were saying like the music that they were playing before was just like, you know how like there's a thing called like sound therapy?
Right.
So they were saying like the music that they were playing before was like
weird like that.
Uh-huh. And then like I also saw a couple videos of like people saying like every time Travis Scott does a show, something goes wrong. Some people were saying like they went to Rolling Loud in Miami, and it was all good until Travis did his set. Then all of a sudden, like, shit started going crazy. Right. People started fucking dropping.
Yeah, I saw people and talking about that on TikTok too.
Travis, my Travis.
What kind of bad energy?
Travis, my Travis. What were those goosebumps you were talking about?
Yeah, what goosebumps?
And every time who comes around, the devil?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Because
I don't think it was coincidental that, number one, if you listen, I'm not super religious. Right. I'm not a Christian. I don't claim any of that shit. I'm spiritual. I have my own beliefs on how we came to be who we are and what we are. I
agree.
But
I feel like no matter what you call it, you call it the devil, you call it, there is good and bad. There's good and bad. Energies.
And if you believe in a bad energy, there was definitely a bad energy surrounding that.
There were people that literally were like, thank God I left, because I was getting like, but way before that happened, that they were saying that like I did not feel good, like it was horrible energy, and they left, and they're like, look, I can't believe this happened. You know, who leaves a festival like that you paid thousands of dollars to go to? You know, like, no, I don't know.
It was a lot. Like, Astro, I mean, like, I know a little bit about it. So,
and what's the, there was like the marketing, not like the slogan was, see you on the other side.
Okay, now wait, now listen. Okay, know. so here's what I was gonna get into it. So Astro, so in like the religious world,
right,
that whole thing is like, I guess a priest can explain it better, but I'm not fucking one. So it's basically like where you leave your body and you're like in another plane, which is demonic, because like you're not supposed to, like,
I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe it's not.
But I'm just talking about like leaving your body. If you're a Christian.
Right. Yes. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing things that do that.
Yes. Right. So only knowledge I have really is Christianity. So I'm going to speak as if I'm speaking like from a Christian's perspective. Yeah. So that whole astral thing is like leaving your body, and that's really illegal in the biblical level,
like a different
And so that was one thing, right? See you on the other side. No, if you noticed, his stage was an inverted cross,
right? And then did you see there was like
he had big ass weird ass statues of himself.
Eight flames and eight people died. Like, they're just, I saw some weird TikToks and I'm just like, hey, there's a lot of fucking coincidences. It's a lot of coincidences. And you know, as they've said, like with Hollywood and all this stuff, that people have to do like sacrifices to get like to the A list.
What better way than to say that somebody, here's my thing, baby doll. I know about these ravers and these raves, and motherfuckers don't just give out their motherfucking drugs. Okay, people are just like, I'm gonna inject you with my molly because I don't want to use my molly. Right, I'm gonna give it to you and watch you trip out. Like, everybody wants to keep their molly.
Own shit. Yeah.
So there was allegations that, and I'm not this. Look, this is purely speculation.
Allegedly,
in the words of the great Wendy Williams. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but allegedly somebody in the crowd was sticking people with drugs. And I'm not, people shoot up movie theaters, so I'm not saying that it's not happening. Possible, I'm just saying, like, who's wasting their drugs like that? And then, like, I just feel like if it was hypothetically some sort of demonical shit, what easier way than to get your sacrifices than to say that somebody at a festival went crazy and started injecting people with drugs and people died?
I don't know, man. It gives me the heebie-jeebies, to be quite honest. Obviously, we don't know shit. We weren't there. But a lot of the people on the tiki-talkies, that were there and, you know, showing their videos and shit, I mean, it don't look good for him. It doesn't. I just feel like he needs it. And I watched his apology video, and that shit looked very forced, very just like, ugh, your lawyer said you have to. And he was like, okay. Yeah, like, he was just very like, I was watching like body language experts going in on it, like like every telltale sign that you're lying, check.
It was the damsel in distress for me. It was just the way that he was, like, he could have came with her like, listen, y'all, I know some shit happened and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. He came on like, was just, you could tell
it was very forced.
It was a very Kardashian thing of him to do,
right?
I don't know if he'll be having another festival anytime. It's worse than Firefest. Because people could forgive. If Firefest was to happen again and it was to be pulled off in the capacity that it was intended to be given, people would go.
Yeah.
Everything that he would have been forgiven. But it's gonna forever be like people died there,
right?
Mm-mm. Like mysteriously.
You think I'm going to a Travis Scott show? I don't care if somebody gives me free tickets. I've seen enough on the Tiki Talkies. I'm not going.
Bitch, I don't want to be put into the AstroTurf. No,
I don't want to go into the AstroTurf for level, or I don't want
to
go.
I don't want to meet anywhere. You on the side,
I'm not trying to go into his mouth or none of that shit. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
And I thought that shit was so weird.
Dude, the whole thing is Stormy's birthday party. Yes, it was so creepy.
Stormy, I just love that. When they were rise and shine, when they were giving her birthday party, yeah. And it was like Stormy's world, and all her, and it was like her head was on.
Yeah,
it was just, I don't know. It creeped me the fuck out.
They were like talking. Yeah, it's super weird. They were saying, just like about like. Basically, that was, and I've heard this happen like hella other times, but basically, like they're feeding off, like they. Get to where they're going, they as in like the elites, mm-hmm. the people mm-hmm. of the, you know, off of our energy, and mm-hmm. that was just like an energy harvest for him to like, yeah. you know, take all that in, and that's why they were like, that's why he has like the mouth, like kind of like I'm like
consuming,
feeding, yeah, like I'm consuming your energy, you know, like I was just like no, and I don't care, some shit you can call it
Travis
art.
Call me immediately. Trav. we need to talk, Travis. Yeah. Call me now.
Yeah.
707. Call me now.
Yeah, I don't know. It just gives me like not good vibes. And I hope that like whatever it is, like he's held accountable however he needs to be held accountable, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I saw him like, so first it was just like, oh, you know, I'm cooperating with authorities, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
The first shit out of your mouth.
The authorities released a statement, BTW. I don't know what it said, but they did.
Oh, I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. I knew they were doing like an investigation. I was waiting on it. But now, like after all this shit on TikTok where people are just like ripping him to shreds, now he's like, oh, I'm gonna pay for the funeral. Bitch, you should have paid for that. Should have been the first thing out of your mouth.
Roddy Rich actually, I think, started that.
How much did you make for that festival? Because the half of it should go to the fucking families. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
It's not about money. Like, the fact, just yeah. like, I just don't like, just, I didn't like the apology. I didn't like, it just gives me,
yeah.
Non-genuine, on, mm-mm.
I think, like, you know, Bar and I have tickets to EDC,
mm-hmm.
which is next week.
You ain't going.
I know. I'm not going.
Not now. You definitely not going.
Now, I was going to say, like, before, I was like.
On the fence.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, the last festival I went to, so when I went to Lost in Rhythm, like. Nothing to the severity happened, but like right. it was a stampede. Some right. people like broke their arm, broke their ankles, broke their fingers. Like it was mm-hmm. so much shit. And it's just like the last thing I want to do is go to a festival and be afraid for my life.
Right. And you know, like it's part of the fun. Like people, of course, are going to be on drugs, like doing what they're doing in festivals. And that's cool. Absolutely. Yeah. But you're like, that doesn't mean that maybe at some point in my life, you're like, maybe I don't. It's not worth it.
No.
Because it's not worth the risk. You have Holly. Like, you have, it's not just you anymore. Yeah. You have to think about everything.
Also, like, I can imagine I'd be devastated if it was to the severity that people are saying it was, and there was, like, people literally in distress all right. around you.
Can't, like, oh my God.
I don't know. Like, I probably would be traumatized as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I just feel like whatever happened, Travis, well, he already, what do you call the word? He already acknowledged it. But I right. mean, like, behind the camera.
Right.
Behind the scenes. He needs to be talking to whoever dropped the ball. Because right. I'm sure it wasn't him. Right. I'm sure that he just got there on his private jet, walked on stage. Right. I'm sure he didn't set up a single booth.
I mean,
booth.
Again, I think he does have some responsibility as far as from what I've seen on the videos. Like, he should have. Yeah. He does have the power to be like, hey, guys.
But I mean, like, he needs to talk to his team in terms absolutely. Of, like, who was head of security?
Yeah.
Where was, did, how many EMT
how many
stations
medical
did we
staff
hire?
Yeah.
Like, what was mm-hmm. the situation? Because if he ever wants to have another Astroworld.
I don't know.
He's going to have to come forth with some new precautions.
Real changes.
Because people are destroyed.
Freaked out.
Yeah.
I read this, like, what's it called? It was like on Instagram, and it was from a girl, and she was like in the video, like she was on the video climbing up on the camera guy's thing and being like
the white girl,
yeah, yeah. like, you know, people are dying, like what yeah. you know, and he's just like, get the fuck out of here, mm-hmm. basically.
He's
right,
like, he didn't give a
I'm
fuck.
Like, I mean, I'd rather look into it and be wrong and say, okay, that girl was nuts, than not. And look what happened. Like, that's, blood is on your hands. Like, they were, somebody was trying to tell you, and not just somebody, hella people were. So it's like, and I read her like little write up. It was like a few pages, and I had like chills. I was like, ugh. That girl's gonna be fucked up for a while. I saw
people were like, we were in the crowd and like, we literally couldn't breathe. Like,
right.
We were literally
just being like pushed. Yeah.
Chest to chest.
Yeah. She was like, once your feet were down, like they weren't moving. You weren't like, no. Like, no. I didn't like it. The way I was reading it, I was just like, oh. I just felt like terrible. It was horrible.
Well, I do want to offer our condolences to the families.
Yeah, definitely.
And so to sad. The people who are going to have to deal with the emotional aftermath of the situation. Yeah. You never think you're going to go to a festival and leave more fucked up than you went. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that some people need refunds.
They should throw all that money back.
Yeah. It's horrible. It was an awful experience. From what I've seen, for everyone who attended,
right,
it was an awful experience.
And that was even for people that weren't even like right there in that area. They were just like, it was not.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, horrible. My love and prayers are with
everybody involved.
Our fallen ravers. Mm-hmm. That's not cool, bro.
Nope. Travis, get your shit together.
Okay. No, so I shuffle
on a not tragic note.
Okay.
I got Botox, and I am now on like day 4, which is like you should like.
Where'd you get Botox?
Like where in my face?
Yeah.
So I got it in my forehead.
You plastic bitch.
My forehead. I'm 31. Okay. So you should
allegedly.
Allegedly. supposedly.
Preventative.
I
got it
in my preventative. So I, because I have like some lines, like when I smile or like if I look up, you know. And I was like, well, I don't want them to get deeper. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And one of my clients like goes to this place, and I saw her results. I was like, bitch. And she's young. She's probably like 25, 26 maybe. Mm-hmm. And she had great skin before, but I was like, holy shit, like that's crazy. So she convinced me to do it, and then I did, and like I did not feel a thing. And I got them in my my forehead lines, like the ones above my eyebrows, and then the ones in between my eyebrows, the little frown lines, and then like little lines on the sides of my eyes.
Mm-hmm. And like, your eyes didn't hurt?
No, it did not hurt at all. Like, did she literally name you? No. But I think the needle is just like so tiny. Yeah, like, I really barely felt it. Look, like, bitch, what forehead line?
Do this. Okay, I'm gonna say boo and you act shock. 1, 2, 3, boo. Bitch.
Watch me shocked. I used to have lines right here, okay?
Yeah. Bitch.
Watch what lines? What lines?
Do I need Botox?
I don't know. Let me see. Look up.
Smile. I don't have any smile wrinkles. I have like eye wrinkles.
Okay, well, let me see. Get mad. A little bit right here. But no.
But if I do this, I don't have any forehead wrinkles.
You don't. Thanks. That's crazy. Lord. You have a small forehead. I have a big forehead.
I have a big ass. I have a 5 head, bitch. Look at all these fingers.
No, look at mine. No, we both got a forehead, but literally, it's like right on the cusp of
literally almost a 5 head.
Yeah, I got a big ass.
If my thumb went the same way as the rest of my fingers,
have you seen that TikTok where it's like all this forehead and I still can't remember shit? That's us. That's me at least. I feel like you don't have a big forehead, but
I do have a big forehead. So you feel like the Botox was worth it? What?
I do.
Are you going to get your lips and your nose and your tits and your fingers?
I'm going to get my tits done. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Positively.
Absolutely. Getting my boobs done. So I also started doing personal training today. FYI, my legs
are you dead?
Don't work too good. No. Yeah. Horrible. And I have it tomorrow at 8:00.
Yeah. Every day?
No. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Don't think I'm going to be working out with you.
It's at 8 and 9 a.m. You can do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. You said no to 6.
I'm not doing any workout. Oh, my
God. You know what? I'm trying to get my butt right so I don't have to get a BBL. I'm trying to get my legs a little tight.
Bitch, go arms on that table. I'll do you some laser lipo, bitch. Don't invite me to no motherfucking gym.
You guys, she's going to the gym. I don't know when, but she's going to the gym. And now she's the reason I have to go to the gym. Every time I'm around her, she wants to get wings. She wants to get fucking fries. She comes in with the fucking
to eat
Blizzard goddamn thing from Sonic. I'm like, no.
I like to eat.
Or then her mom wants to come bring goddamn cupcakes and shit. I'm like,
I think that people think because I'm small, I don't eat a lot. Which
dude,
is
she seriously eats like 6 meals a day. We went to LA and literally every 2 hours, she was like, I'm hungry. There's a place over here. Can we go over here? I'm like, what?
Bitch, you just I ate a whole ass hungry. Fucking I don't care.
Burger. And then you went and got a salad. And then you went to the fucking cupcake place.
And that
place.
Salad was good in that cupcake. And I left the cupcakes. I was so pissed.
How many did you eat?
We were halfway home. One. I ate half of one.
How many did you get?
Two.
Well, I mean, good.
They're not super special. But I mean, like, I just wanted my cupcakes.
Still, yeah.
On the way home, I started to get the munchies. I was like, where are my cupcakes?
You're like, oh.
Fucking hotel.
No! And then we go shopping, and then she has fucking a birria fucking burrito, deep fried.
Ooh, that shit did look good. That burrito was smacking.
So I was trying to do, as you know, like trying to do keto, but it's very restricting.
Yeah.
So I asked my trainer, like, look.
Keto is a fucking lifestyle.
It's
Bar's aunt did keto and she literally is my size now.
Yeah, no, it fucking works. It works.
But you have to
gain it back sometimes because it's not sustainable. You're like, I'm not eating like that. So I'm trying to like figure it out. So I asked my trainer, like, look, how should I eat? And the motherfucker sent me, he's like, I got you. Sends me a whole 30-day meal plan. So I went shopping today. I got all the shit, not keto-ish, but it's like healthy. Like, so there's no like, you can't have bread or low pasta. Carb. Yeah, low carb. You can't have bread or pasta, but you can have like white rice, like a cup, you know, and like a little bit here. So I'm going to try it out. So like
high protein, low carb.
Yeah. So because he's basically like, he was like, if you do keto, like you ain't going to have enough energy to be getting through these workouts.
Yeah.
And I knew by today that he wasn't lying because I almost died. He this motherfucker told me to run for 3 minutes to get warmed up. Tell me why 3 minutes felt like 6 hours. 60
hours.
I was like,
bitch, 3 minutes. You had me at run. Run where? Run. Nigga, I drive.
Yeah. I'm not running.
I don't run.
It was horrible,
nothing.
Honestly. But like also, so what I found out, because I like grew up playing sports and I never really had to work out per se because I was like going to practice and shit. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a workout. But after working out, like when I got older, like grew up, you think you push yourself. And let me tell you, when somebody else is in your face, you start to realize, like, oh my God, like, I could do so much more than I think I can do.
Yeah.
Because I was also in boot camp in the Navy, and boy, like, they're literally cussing you out. Like, you fucking fat piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah. Physically, it wasn't, like, horrible. I mean, while we were working out, I wanted to die. Yeah. But other than that, mentally, it was hard.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you're like, I was 21 years old. Yeah. I was, like, a grown-up, per se.
Yeah.
But I was treated like a child, right? Yeah. So it was like, and you feel like a child. Like, you're scared. You're like, I'm going to get in trouble like for everything.
Yeah.
So it, like that, it's mentally like weird. It's hard, but I could probably do it now. Yeah, it is. I could probably do it now and like breeze through it, but you know, I've already done it. So it's different, but I'm hoping that this little workout thing gets this mom body tight. I'm like, I feel like I'm like not that far of where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be skinny.
Right.
But skinny's I want to be tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
be a little
toned.
Thick, but like toned. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I'll update you guys in
That's
30 days.
I am now. I'm like, maybe I should go to the gym. Every time I post a picture of people on my Instagram, I'm like, are you pregnant?
Oh my God, dude. I saw people on like the on our story or something.
Yeah, and I'm like,
she has champagne right now. She's not, okay?
I'm not pregnant, but also it's like,
that's so rude.
I have a regular, like, I don't feel like I look pregnant. Like,
I wouldn't think that, but
I look like a regular fucking human. Not that pregnant people aren't regular humans. Like, I don't have a whole nother human growing inside of me. But, like, I also feel like there's this, like, pressure.
What'd you drop?
iPhone 13 Pro. I also feel like there's this pressure to have, like, especially when you have kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's this bounce back pressure. There's all this pressure to have this body. And I don't know if you know this, but like a lot of people know this. I used to have an eating disorder back in like high school, like from like middle school to high school. So I struggled with it like really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like probably like 100 pounds, like still trying to lose weight.
Right.
Actively like trying
like
to
I'm
lose weight.
Like I'm so fat.
And it wasn't until like I literally graduated high school that I like stopped thinking like that, stopped having that mental process. And so it's trippy to get pregnant and then to have to lose it and then, you know, to see the comments and everything. But, like, I feel like right now I'm 150 pounds. I'm a size 10 jeans.
You look great.
And I'm the most confident I've ever been. I feel more womanly because I have, like, curves. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to all the right places.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Shout out to my doctor, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I just feel like I'm happy with it. But then, like, you see comments where people are like, oh, are you pregnant? And I'm like, No, I just don't have a BBL stomach, right? Bitch. Like, yes, I'm have like, a regular mom stomach.
To be the when they say like snap, they want that shit to be like airtight, and it's like that doesn't happen without like lipo tummy tucks. Like once you've gained,
and I'm not gonna work my ass off to get it.
Right,
I will steal your nigga in a Walmart with this swimsuit
with this belly
in the winter at the beach. Rip. So why the fuck would I?
Yeah, why am I gonna spend? All, and then it's like, you know, those stomachs, like, okay, it looks cool. Like, you look like you have a flat stomach. No disrespect
to the BBL community, because right. trust me, if I could trust right, the yes, doctor to really to do really my shit
the way bitch, I would want to,
we would be there.
Right.
We would be there.
Absolutely.
We're just but scared it's such of, a huge of being risk.
Botched. Yeah. Yeah. Scared of being bought. I'm like, I don't want the diaper butt. I don't want that weird, like, pulled down my belly button in a real weird spot. And, you know, like, everything looking.
You also know what I noticed? A lot of times, like, the vagina area is like massive.
Yeah, it looks like I think it's just because of like the tummy tuck and where you're like more, I think it's where your belly button is talking placed. About
BBL people, girls who get BBL, like this whole area is wide as fuck.
I wonder if it's just like
camel toe on camel.
That's a big ass
camel toe on humpback. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just like distorts things, and it's just, I don't know. Like,
don't get me wrong. I want to be. I'm the first person to be in line for BBL. We're
not shaming anybody. I just, it's frankly, it's just exactly what you said. Like, I'm too scared for it to not be.
Yeah.
That I feel like confident enough that if I just lose like 15 yeah. pounds and like.
Because you know what you're working with now.
It's right.
If you go, like, that was my concern with my titties. Like, yeah, I got Flappy Jacks pancakes, but I know but what I have. And mm-hmm. I know how to tape it and pluck it and screw it to make it look. Like
how
something.
I need it to look.
Yeah. Now, if I go get these titties.
What if I can't pluck it and screw it? And
I got implants and right. now they're big, they're wonky, they're mm-hmm. fucked up. Thank God my tits came right. out good. But I mean, like, right. that's a concern with any surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I was on the BBL hype and then I started really, really looking. And a lot of these girls who get BBLs, like, they have to go back. And they have to get revisions.
Right.
Or they have to get, like, you know, it's just like, I just would hate to come out. Built like a cereal box.
Right. Dude, when I went to Disneyland.
Knowing that God blessed me.
When I went to Disneyland last time, I saw so many.
BBL booties.
Oh my God.
Shout out to the BBL booty girls. Y'all go through a lot to get a fat ass.
Dude, and the recovery is another thing that scares me.
Excruciating.
Like, I've talked to you extensively about your titties recovery, and I'm like, I could live with that. That doesn't scare me.
Titties don't
I think
hurt.
I'm going to be okay. BBL?
Oh, you get hit by a fucking truck.
Like, no. Like, yeah, everybody I've talked to that has it.
And all
is
that
like,
blood, I would be terrified.
Seriously, like, just leaking out. I'm like, no.
I'd
no,
be terrified.
No. It's not worth it. My ass is fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Like, I'm a few hundred squats away.
Had a complaint about this ass.
Right. I'm like,
squats
I'm
or a, no squats.
I'm like, I'm already married anyway. Like, I'm good to Girl, go. Duh. Like, he liked it way back. It's fine. You know, it's more definitely more for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like. What I can get the natural way is worth it comparison to like the risk of what might happen.
So when you were at Disneyland, did you like what you saw? Were you like, damn, you got a fat ass?
Like there was a few where I'm like, I'm not even sure that is a BBL. I'm pretty sure.
I want to squeeze that.
You know, I was like, that looks real nice. But I would say most of them, it's extremely obvious, mostly because they have huge asses and tiny ass legs. And I'm like,
doesn't match.
That shit don't match. It doesn't
or
match.
Or that hip. Is so
right,
wide.
So wide. And then it's like huge ass, huge hips. That only happens when you have huge legs. Like yeah. It all has to match. Now, if you have skinny ass legs, then you should be a little more conservative.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's your body. Like, do whatever. I'm just saying for me.
No,
like, as
bitch.
I'm looking, you know?
Get the legs to match the donk.
Like, can you put some fat in these thighs? Because yeah. It ain't going to look right.
I don't give a fuck about offending people. If you're going to get a fat ass booty, you make
sure you
got to
match the
you
legs.
You have to match the yeah. legs.
I'm like, dude, you got sticks. And then a fucking Kim K, like, you know? I'm like,
that's why if I got a BBL, I would be like, don't put all the fat back.
No, yeah,
like,
100%.
I feel like I would only want, like, I have ass.
Right.
I would just want fat, like, in my hips. Because I
right,
have hip dips.
Little hip dip. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So I would want to, like, fill my hip dips. But I don't think right. I would touch my ass.
Yeah. It's like, it's too risky, honestly.
It is.
I'm like, no,
I don't
just,
want a box
And you want
body.
It to be, like, a little jiggly. You don't want it to be all, like,
exactly.
I'm like, I like a little jiggle.
Yeah, like so, if you walk, I should see waves. I don't.
If I end up getting a BBL, y'all don't clock me, okay? If I get
no,
one,
no, I mean I we've already said
if I do get one, I know where I'm going.
We're scared.
I know
but
where
we do
I'm
want
going.
It.
I'm going to the Awake.
Yes,
way better like recovery, yeah. and it's way more conservative,
less
as far
invasive.
As, yeah, less invasive, and that's where I would go if I did. We'll see. Probably
I
not.
I mean, like I said, I'm not knocking the BBL. Listen, I am all for the plastic. Our plastic titties, and I love my plastic titties. Yeah. And I would not trade my plastic titties to save any of these fucking turtles.
But that doesn't mean that you can't say that. But some titties you've seen, like, oh my goodness. Some titties,
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing?
And people might see my titties and be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Everyone's telling their opinion. But you know what's interesting is we're the first group of people to do all of this alterations.
We don't know what we're going to look like. So
we're the experimental group of people. We don't even know what it's going to look like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in a few years, looking years and years and... I mean, well, titties have been around.
I would love to see... We know people with old titties. Like, what some of these stars that been doing all this shit since they were, like, 18.
Yeah.
What they look like when they're 45. Because some of them, I'm like, girl, you look 45 and you're, like, 27.
Little Kim. Have you seen...
Yeah, it's
okay, Kim, if you're listening, I love you.
We love you.
Just and a few things I want to talk to you about.
Number one, give me a call. 707.
707. Travis. Kim.
Travis. Now. Hit my line.
Zoom meeting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of scary, too, because I feel like a lot of the people, and us included, or at least me, but I feel like you have been included in this at some point in your life. I do feel like we're moving away from it. But... it's just like so social media heavy, and the girls that we see 9 times out of 10 have BBLs. Mm-hmm. They have tummy tucks, they have boob jobs, they have everything, and they look like they try and be like, oh, a fitness page, and they make us think that we're not normal, that we're not good enough, that this little mom pooch that I got, because even when I lose weight, it's it's like, I need to take care of this. Stretch marks,
abnormal.
Right, I'm like, dude, you got cellulite, you got stretch marks. Like,
I have cellulite, I have stretch marks, I have a regular fucking body.
Right.
And I think that is true. I didn't feel so much pressure to nip and tuck until I got on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I mean, I've always wanted my tits. I've always knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I never wanted a BBL.
Yeah.
I never wanted a tummy tuck. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then as I saw pictures, as I thought about it, I'm like, well.
Yeah.
I might as well get it all done.
Hey, wait. I want to,
because this is what's in. But then it's like, I've also been alive long enough to see trends really come and really go.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can throw away a pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. I can't throw away my body.
Right.
So I don't want to start making all these. Also, it's like,
rash decisions.
Just a few months ago, I was 119 pounds.
Right.
I'm 150 pounds now.
Yeah. Yep. What if you would have did it back then? When you could have had, like, what you have right now.
Exactly. I don't need a BBL. And if I had any more ass, I would be a fucking mess.
Right. You. I mean, the weight you've gained really looks...
Chicken legs and turkey ass.
Fabulous. Yeah. And I think sometimes people do make those decisions during those times in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because maybe if... at a certain point in my life where I was like, you know what? Like, I'm so down on myself. I look so terrible. I'm so gross. Like, and this, like, has nothing to do with, like, people in my family or, like, my husband or anybody. This is just me comparing myself to other people who I don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
Okay? But, like, let's say
900 out of 10 don't look like that either.
Right, exactly. But I had, like, $20,000 that I could just blow. I might have went and did it, you know? And then be here as my 31-year-old self, like, what the fuck, regretting bitch? It.
And I think a lot of people do. That's why you see reductions and removals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, I feel like for women, we go through a period in our life where we just naturally kind of, like, pack on the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, you're like, yeah, I'm young and I'm hotter. But I'm at the stage where it's like, I could never get any bigger. When I was only ever this weight when I was pregnant.
Right.
So for me to be 150 pounds is, like, abnormal.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I would have got the BBL and then I would have went through this period in my life, I'd be 40 pounds heavier on top of a BBL and baby.
And you don't know how the fat goes weird once you put the shit it where spreads. It doesn't belong.
And then you have to get it vacuumed out.
Right. It's like, that's a little more maintenance than I would like, you know.
And I would appreciate
it. I mean, Botox, cool. I could do that every few months. But I mean,
also, like, think about the fact that we were raised, and I say we because even though we are, there's an age difference. We were raised at a time where you didn't have social media when you were young.
No.
You saw real bodies, real people, your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't wasn't that big of a deal. And when I got my associates, like, one of the things I had to do for my prereqs was sociology class or whatever. Mm-hmm. We had to write a paper on our job and the correlation with like mental health. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, I wrote about social media.
Oh, I'm gonna kill this one.
And it's just crazy how like the boom of the iPhone and the boom of social media directly correlates to the boom of teenagers and suicide and needing mental help. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much comparison. And I feel like when we grew up, we used to know, girl, your mama drive a broke down Cadillac. Mm-hmm. I see her pull up every motherfucking day. Mm-hmm. But now you can rent a fucking Porsche, take one put picture. It on. Yep. Everyone thinks you have a Porsche. Oh, my God.
Yep, be an Airbnb.
Exactly.
He has a mansion.
So I think that there is not enough distinction between reality and social media. Mm-hmm. I think that people don't understand that everyone puts out the version of themselves that they want people to see.
Right.
Some people are more genuine than others. Right. Like I live my regular fucking life on social media. You know why? I don't want to be fucking clocked.
Right.
For being a poser. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But some people do.
Yeah.
And the people who are watching, the people who are most impressionable, they don't make that distinction. They don't know the difference.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, Sally's 16 in a BMW. Right. And, you know.
You're like, Sally's parents are $200,000 in credit card debt.
And
okay.
Now you feel left behind. Mm-hmm. Now you feel less than. Now you feel like you're missing out.
Right.
And it's like, listen, most 19, 21-year-olds aren't driving a BMW.
You lucky you got a Honda Civic, girl. I'm like, That's what my kids are getting. They're getting some reliable. You don't
have a fast track on the BART, baby doll. Because some people don't fucking have bus it. Pass. Most people don't. When I got my first car at 16, and none of my friends had a car. I was the car.
Yeah, you're like everybody's like we got.
It's not. Ashley. And I was sneaking people. Sorry, mom. We were lapped the fuck up. You're right. Know what I'm saying? No one had a car.
Yep.
So it's all not seven like. Of you. Everybody had a car, mm-hmm. but now I could post a picture with my car and you'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, and people don't think like it's a rental or it's a friend's car or it's a random fucking car.
Right.
Just took a picture in front of.
Yeah, I don't know. Frankly, I'm glad that I only caught the little bit of it.
Yeah.
But
we were able to grow up without it.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like Instagram really, really got big for me until
I was like 21, 22. Yeah, so
I was already in high school.
You were already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm scared for Holly. I'm scared for Aria. Like, I'm. And it's not like I want to be the parent to be like, you can't have social media. But then I want to be able to make sure, like, have the conversations with her as,
but
like,
let's this be clear about what life. You're seeing.
Right.
And let's be clear about how people is really living behind the screen.
Right. And I think now, I mean, I think the world, like, kind of, I think it was designed this way for us to fail, us as, like, the regular people of the world, and for us to just be consumers. And, like, if you don't have a Starbucks in your hand, if you're not wearing...
If you don't have Skims.
If you're not wearing... Right. If you're not doing this, you're not cool. You don't
Fenty
have money.
Fenty makeup. Shout out to Fenty. I love you.
Yeah, I love Fenty.
Sponsor me, but...
Actually, like, Skims as well.
Fenty. Rihanna, hit me up. 707.
707-12.
Travis, Rihanna, Kim, hit me up.
Zoom meeting. Yeah, it's like they've made us feel... like we are less than if we don't have
or behind.
It's like people are like, oh well, they have this and they have a Tesla and they have, you know, a Gucci bag and they have this, and you're just like, what the fuck am I doing? But it's like, listen, bitch, how much you got in the bank, how much they got in the bank.
There are literal sites where you can rent bags
for a damn social media, like rent a bag, rent a fucking a gown, and rent a car, and you are about to be lit on Instagram.
Listen, I'm not knocking nobody's game, but just FYI, because I did not know this, there are websites where you can literally rent like Birkins
and just flex on people. Because imagine the little Instagram model people. You probably don't have.
I don't own a single Birkin. I don't claim to. I personally think Birkins are ugly.
Yeah, I don't think they're. They look like
the person that are sold at like Marshalls.
Right, they look like regular like old lady purse.
I wouldn't see a Birkin to be like, oh, I'm gonna spend $3,000. It doesn't even
matter. It just matters that it's a Birkin.
It's the name. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. It could be ugly as hell.
Shout out to Hermes. Sponsor me. Hermes, call me. 707.
Yeah. I'm like, Ashley, you be having the cutest little bags. I'm like, where'd you get that? Ross.
$9.99. And you know what's crazy? When I used to share my stories a lot, like where I shop, people would be like, don't you have money? Like,
and that's why I still have some.
Don't you have money now?
And she's wearing a Walmart fleece currently, right now. And it's hella very cute. Comfy. Hella cute. I've been
Walmart fleece, Zara pants, Hilfiger slides, and I'm in an Amazon wig.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in my fucking
everything
game.
All in $100. Under
you know what I'm saying? I don't. People but how much you got in the bank, though? People always hate when I say I grew up wealthy. And I'm going to explain that for the people who don't think a black girl can grow up wealthy. So I grew up in El Cerrito.
More so
Kensington. Google it. My grandparents live in a very
established neighborhood.
How do I say this without sounding like a spoiled brat? My grandparents live in a very well off neighborhood.
Obviously, you're
not.
You're wearing a Walmart.
They
fleece.
Were like the only black people to have a house on the Arlington for years. My grandfather is a sociology professor. He's also in the Hall of Fame for education for the most greatest contributions to sociology, whatever.
Right.
My grandma was the first black woman to work in Major League Baseball.
So dope.
So they were very well off to be black people and to be from the time that they were from, where it's not like, you know, they were from a different time now. My grandparents are old. Right? Okay, talking about grandparents here. So I grew up very, you know, like, for me, I don't know how to explain this. And what was my point of this whole thing?
I don't know.
What were we just talking about?
Well, we're talking about Birkins. I don't know. But you were saying wealth, like,
okay. So yeah, back to my point. So I grew up with money. You know what I'm saying? My grandparents live in a very nice house, very nice cars, all this. But my grandpa always drove a Honda. They had Jaguars, but they never drove them.
Not their daily driver.
They never drove them.
Just sat
them.
There under a damn car cover.
And they got in maintenance every once in a while, but they never drove them. My grandpa shopped at Nordstrom, and, you know, like, it was never a thing of, like, you know, my grandma had bags and had, but it was never like a showboat thing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, she had.
She's like, I got a few nice bags.
But she never wore them.
Yeah, they just sat there.
She wore her Ross and her Target and her TJ Maxx bag. You know what I'm saying? So for me growing up, wealth was different.
Yeah.
Wealth was my grand. I remember me begging for a pair of Nikes and my grandpa being like, I'm not going to get you those.
Yeah.
But I am going to pay for you to have private tennis lessons.
Right.
And at that age, it's like,
I'm gonna
you motherfucker, I want the Nikes.
Lessons. Yeah.
But thinking about it, like, he knew the value
in
me doing piano, tennis, ballet, all these things versus buying me Nikes, Jordans, Gucci,
that in a few months are going to be dirty and sitting in the back of your closet.
I had nice designer things. They didn't start getting me that stuff till I was older, but I had nice designer things. But
that was after you already, like, gained an understanding of what was more valuable.
Yes.
Not what costs more, but more value.
More valuable.
That's why Holly and walks around in Granimals, but she has a college fund.
But she has enough money in her college fund to go to college.
Right now. Yep.
So what? So what's up?
Yep. You're all sorry, Holly. You don't get no Gucci yet.
No. You don't deserve fucking
Gucci.
We'll
get you a little Gucci bag when you turn 18.
I just feel like the way that you stay wealthy
is
to make smart decisions.
Yes.
Now, a smart decision could be, I could go on an Hermes and buy a $3,000 bag. I absolutely could. Or I could pay my rent a year in advance.
Or you could save to buy a home.
Or I could save to buy a home. Well, that's in the works too. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I could buy a bag and take a pic and that's that.
Yeah, I look
or
real
I
can cool.
Pay my rent for a year in
get
advance.
A few likes.
And people be like, oh, you don't have any bags, but my rent has been paid since
I don't need a fucking bag. So this is the thing that I think people are missing today, which honestly I had to struggle with it too, because again, I was in the middle of that change and I was in my early 20s, you know, when that type of shit was going down. But they need to learn to play the long game. Like, you need to put that 10 grand into some mutual fund. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of buying,
ain't shit,
but it could be. But you put it in some investments, and in 10 years, that 10 grand is 100 grand.
But you could have just blew it as is in hand. Ain't shit.
And but it's like you're investing.
Is a monthly. That's just a month.
It's like get you a month to get you some assets, not liabilities, not cars. If you're gonna buy a car, you should, I'm waiting. I drive a fucking Pathfinder.
We'll have G-Wagons next year.
Yeah, we're working on it. But like, just because I can go right now and make an application and I could, you know, get a
qualify for a G-Wagon, yeah.
But why? Like, I'm not paying interest on something that loses value as soon as I put the tires to the pavement.
As soon as you put the key in the ignition.
It's like, no, if I'm not paying cash or I'm not using it for like a business, you know, write-off sense, it's just not worth it. I'd rather have it in some crypto or in some, you know what I mean? Like,
but I think that's how we see a lot of these new age celebrities becoming rich and broke in one span.
That's some MC Hammer shit. You guys should learn.
Yeah, because you blow it, you buy this, you buy this, you buy this, you still renting, cool. You ain't bought no house, you ain't did shit.
Like, how do you have a fucking Bugatti but you don't own a home?
Renting. Makes no sense. How do you have every designer bag but you're renting?
You rent in a one bedroom apartment.
Make it make sense.
Priorities. I mean, listen.
I have a few bags I'm renting.
Right. But you also have somewhat of a different situation with your work.
I would never go broke trying to
look cool.
Get a bag.
Right.
And if you go to my Instagram, you don't see me flexing.
Yeah, nothing.
You don't see any designer. Because what I have, bitch, you ain't going to rob me for. Yeah.
Girl, just kidding. I don't have
shit.
You know
what I'm saying? It's all whatever I got, that's on me. I don't like to showboat because, number one, I am a lot more blessed than people my age, and I realize that. But number two, all this money that I spent on this salon, I could have bought a Birkin baby.
Could have bought a bag.
Could have bought
we're
a baby.
Could have
bought
right
a baby
now.
Birkin baby.
A little baby Birkin.
But you know, I see the return. And I think, like you said, that's what,
or at least the potential for return.
And even if not, I'm willing to put 30k into a business and it with my heart and soul, and it not work out, then to buy a bag for 30k,
take one picture, and then it's like, that's the thing, is like, when it's over, it's over.
Once you take one picture, baby, you better not take post another that Birkin
unless
again.
It's another color. You better
unless
not
a new Birkin.
Yeah, you better not. Here, we could post a bunch of pictures about what we're doing, you know, with our business and here and there. And it's still exciting. Like, we get a new thing. We get, you know, it's like, on top of that, of course, the, like, the Birkin ain't gonna make me no money.
No. I mean, you could resell the Birkin.
Right. But, I mean.
But then you should never bought the Birkin.
Right. Wait. Now you have nothing.
Now you have nothing.
Now you have nothing.
Scrap no, zero.
No Birkin. And you barely just got your money back.
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully we can instill into our kids that the value of things, just like how your grandparents tried to teach you, just like, hey, nice things are fun too, and you should treat yourself.
They taught me that wealth was education, not money.
Well, I mean, wealth is, like, education is the potential, again, like the potential to make endless things. And don't get me wrong, you don't have to go to college.
No, but I'm talking about culturally. My grandparents, I traveled to, you know, Paris, London, all these places. To see, like, people don't live like we live. There ain't a 7-Eleven on every corner in Paris. It's a straight fucking bakery, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different.
I want a croissant.
It's so, I've been to Spain, I've been to Italy, and that's all because my grandparents said, no, we're not buying you Nikes, bitch.
Right. You're going to Italy.
We want you to go see what they eat, see what they worship, see how they live, see their values and their morals. And that was worth everything I have.
Right.
Because I grew up in half El Cerrito, half Oakland. You know what I'm saying? So people have a small mind.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, let's go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Then you have a fucking passport.
Yeah.
They don't even know they need a passport.
I don't have a passport.
Well, bitch,
you fucking call
me
up.
I don't have a passport either. Yeah. Because my mom didn't have me in hospital. But I had a passport. It expired, and now you knew one.
Girl,
but
anyway,
I'm just saying,
different story.
Like, the whole point is their mind couldn't even grasp the beauty of this world. California ain't shit compared to
Italy. I'm telling you. Trying to go to
compared
Greece.
Compared to Nice. I mean, these places are beautiful and their culture is rich. We don't got no fucking culture here.
No.
Their culture is rich. I've never seen a place that shuts down for lunchtime so their people can rest.
Seriously. We need to get on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for that experience,
you would never know.
I don't know if Holly wouldn't be in Dolce & Gabbana right now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's what made the difference in me, I feel like.
Yeah. And I was watching this TikTok, and there was this guy, and he was talking about just like capitalism and like consumerism and stuff. And he was from another country. I don't remember, somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
And he was like, America, y'all are. He's like,
work machines.
He's like, people in like Italy or like just other places over there. I forgot where it was. But he's like, we would never every day get in a line for a drive-thru to get coffee. We make our own espresso. Like, we don't spend money like that. Like, we do it. We don't. We have some.
And they
like,
got the real shit. That's why they serve it in 2 ounce fucking shot glass.
We had to go. We have to go get a chocolate croissant from Starbucks that is probably just like hella just processed and whatever. I'm not saying it's not good, but I can guarantee you it's not comparable
to a bakery. I used to get a tarte à la fraise, which is like a tart with like strawberries on top and like a cream.
And we get those damn Entenmann's from the damn grocery store. Preservatives.
Or a crepe.
Chemical. Ugh. Speaking of, we need to go somewhere and go to damn where we usually go and get some crepes.
I mean, I think it's definitely, I mean, to each his own. And if you feel like putting your kid in designer is going to make their life better, then do it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like kids don't appreciate things like that.
First of all, kids want the damn light up Spider-Man shoes. They don't even. I buy my kids Vans mostly because they beat the shit out of them and they do last pretty long. And I feel like the price and the return is like pretty good. Because when you go too cheap, Vans the way my kids fuck up, it's like, I'll be buying shoes, you know, damn sole comes off. But then also it's like, I'm not going to buy you, you know, $100 shoes when you're 4 years old, not to mention you guys grow, like you're gonna get 3 wears out of them and all of a sudden they don't fit. I'm like, dude, my kids grow so fast.
I buy majority of Holly shoes from Walmart, Target, Children's Place.
Target is good,
and Ross. I don't,
because they're so cute too and they're like different and you can get like a few different colors.
She wants those shoes.
She wants glitter.
The JoJo Siwa shoes from Walmart. That's what she wants.
Yep, she's like, can I get these? And some parents will be like,
why the fuck would I go and spend $120 on a pair of shoes when you're literally crying for the $9.99 shoes JoJo Siwa at Walmart? Please,
I promise she doesn't care about Air Maxes. She don't even know what Air Maxes is.
She thinks they're plain. She has a bunch of pair of Air Maxes and she's mom. I want to wear like, my
I'm trying to wear these sparkly
shoes.
Light up motherfuckers.
Girl, $9.88 Walmart.
Always 88. Always ends in 8.
Always 88. Yep.
Hey guys, this is Jessica. So as I was editing this week's podcast, I realized that about the last 2 minutes maybe of our conversation totally got cut off. So I just wanted to come on here and say thank you guys for listening this week and hanging out with us for Wine Wednesday. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.